It's Monday, November 4th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Trump threatens to shut down the government in 17 days to stop the House's impeachment process. Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom threatens to take over PG&E in wake of the electrical utility's bankruptcy crisis. And lastly, a new Fox News poll shows Trump's approval numbers hitting a two-year low and his base of registered voters shrinking dramatically.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Speaking in front of the White House on Sunday, Donald Trump left the door open to a government shutdown in 17 days. First, Trump told reporters, quote, no, 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 when he asked if he would shut down the government because he is being impeached, but then said it depends on, quote, what the negotiation is. The government shutdown date is November 21st, Congress's last day in session before the Thanksgiving break. Congress will likely revolt over the idea of a shutdown, and Democrats are not going to back off on impeachment just because of a funding crisis, and Politico reports that some on Capitol Hill believe they can simply override Trump's veto of a spending bill. Meanwhile, four Trump administration officials who were scheduled to testify in front of the impeachment inquiry today will not appear for their depositions. The White House has vowed not to cooperate with the inquiry, but several current administration officials testified last week after receiving subpoenas. California Governor Gavin Newsom threatened Friday that the state of California could take over the Pacific Gas and Electric Utility Company if it does not pull itself out of bankruptcy by mid-2020. PG&E has recently come under intense scrutiny for cutting power to thousands of people as it tries to prevent wildfires. The company filed for bankruptcy in January while it was facing billions of dollars in claims tied to deadly fires. PG&E has filed reports admitting its equipment may be linked to at least three of the over 12 fires in the past week. Quote, PG&E as we know it cannot persist and continue, Newsom told reporters, noting that the giant utility has to be, quote, completely transformed, culturally transformed, operationally transformed, with a safety culture first and foremost as part of that fundamental transformation. Newsom said he intends to reach a deal with the company and its stakeholders that should get PG&E out of bankruptcy by June 30th, 2020.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Fox News published a new poll on Sunday that shows a three-point drop in Donald Trump's approval rating, marking a two-year low in a poll published by a Trump-friendly media outlet. The new numbers show that overall job approval has fallen from 43% to 42%, marking the lowest rating since October 2017. On Sunday, Trump responded to the poll by saying, quote, Fox polls have always been lousy. I tell them they ought to get themselves a new pollster, unquote. Fox News highlighted the fact that Trump received his lowest ratings on immigration and foreign policy, with his only positive approval rating on his handling of the economy, where 49% of those polled approve, compared to 46% who disapprove. The Fox poll also found that 41% of registered voters are against impeaching Trump. Of those, 57% say no new evidence could cause them to change their minds, putting Trump's true base at around 23% of registered voters. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Nancy Pelosi, who could still be Speaker in 2021, says the next president of the United States must abide by pay-as-you-go rules, something that could be a setback for the progressive ambitions of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. The Treasury Department said on Thursday that it was rolling back regulations issued under the Obama administration that were enacted to prevent American companies from moving their official residence abroad to reduce their tax bills. Air pollution in the north of India has, quote, reached unbearable levels, Delhi's chief minister says. The air quality in many areas of Delhi deteriorated into the, quote, hazardous category, with the potential to cause respiratory illnesses and low visibility. More than 30 flights were diverted on Sunday. And lastly, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison attacked environmental activists in a speech Friday, warning of a new breed of radical activism that was, quote, apocalyptic in tone, and pledging to outlaw boycott campaigns that he argued could hurt the country's mining industry. Morrison, an evangelical Christian, is a very vocal supporter of Donald Trump. Surprise, surprise.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam.
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, live or later, wherever your podcasts are found.